no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show, your weekly 60 minutes of old-time radio drama, brought to you every Tuesday by RelicRadio.com. Our first story this week is from Rocky Fortune. We'll hear Hauling Nitro, their story from January 26, 1954. After that, it's Gunsmoke with the Brothers, their story from September 6, 1952.
Frank Sinatra, transcribed as Rocky Fortune. Here's Frank Sinatra, starring as that footloose and fancy-free young gentleman, Rocky Fortune.
Needs work real bad. Sometimes he'll take a job doing almost anything. Last week I was down to my last subway token, so I answered an ad for a truck driver. Hazardous work, the ad said. And brother, they weren't kidding. Before the job ended, that truck was a hearse and I was almost a client. So pour yourself a hot seltzer and I'll tell you about it.
Come.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yeah?
You the party advertised for a truck driver?
That's right.
I'll take it. My name's Fortune, Rocky Fortune.
Three other guys just turned it down. That'll let me tell you what you have to do.
Just tell me how much it pays.
$50 a day.
Now I want to know what I have to do.
Drive a truck from here to L.A.
What's in it? Uranium?
Nitroglycerin.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you around, Mr. Dougherty.
A fortune.
Yeah?
75 a day.
Mr. Dougherty, I was a PFC with a bazooka during the Battle of the Bulge. I didn't have a scratch on my body when it was over, but somehow my mind got kind of scratched. I don't like loud explosions.
$500 bonus if you make it.
I said I didn't. 500?
Cash.
You got yourself a boy. When do we leave?
In 10 minutes.
Somebody's in a hurry.
A fella in L.A. wants to blow up a movie lot. He needs his stuff.
Okay. I assume I get a relief driver.
That's right.
Who is he?
Me.
Hey, you're really having trouble finding drivers.
I live in L.A. I just came east with a truck to pick up the nitro.
Okay, Mr. Dougherty.
We're going to be living in a truck cab for 10 days. Call me Doc.
Okay, Doc. I'll phone my landlady.
Oh, before you go.
Yeah.
The company's got rules about driving explosives.
I'm listening.
Nobody except me opens the truck, see? Also, there's a steel shutter between the cab and the back part of the truck. Nobody opens that either. We take back roads all the way, no main highways. Got it?
I got it.
Also, this stuff goes off when you shake it, so try to miss the bumps, huh?
Doc, on the level, what are the chances, huh?
There ain't a thing to worry about. Only...
Only what?
Well, when you call your landlady, tell her if you're not back in a month, she can hang out the vacancy sign.
Oops.
Minutes later, I'm driving across the George Washington Bridge in a red and white trailer truck marked Danger, High Explosives. We stop at the toll booth on the Jersey side of the bridge and pay the passage. Just as I'm about to give her the gun, the most gorgeous redhead you ever laid eyes on lays eyes on me.
Hello.
Hi.
Wonder if you boys could give me a lift.
Stranded?
Uh-huh.
Doc?
Why not? Hop in, kid.
We're carrying high explosives, honey.
I can read. Also, I explode very easily myself.
All right, take it easy. We seem to be holding up traffic, excuse me.
How far are you going, miss?
All the way.
I beg your pardon?
Hollywood, USA. How far are you going?
All the way. Right, Doc?
Why not?
Well, you mean you'll drive me all the way to L.A.?
If Doc says it's all right.
It's okay with me. Just don't say anything to the company when we get out there.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you like that? Linda, baby, your luck is beginning to change already.
You, been having a tough time, Red?
The name is Linda.
Okay, Red.
Tough is the understatement of the year. First, I lose my job in the chorus at Sam and Eddie's. And then I lose my pocketbook with every cent in the world in it, including a train ticket to L.A., which some movie company sent me.
Screen test, huh?
Uh-huh. If I ever get there.
Well, good luck. Hey, Doc, just think we may be riding with another Linda Darnell.
The only movie star I ever liked was Rin Tin Tin. Pardon me while I grab some shut-eye.
As anybody could plainly see, Linda was no dog. However, Doc falls asleep and we head out Route 4. And it ain't long before I hear that old familiar sound, a motorcycle siren. Sure enough, a boy in a blue suit pulls alongside and gives me the wig-wag with his glove.
All right, pull it over.
Some difficulty, officer?
Just a routine inspection, chief.
You looking for anything special?
Only 200 grand and the hoods who stole it.
How? What happened?
A gang of hoodlums held up the United States Post Office day before yesterday. Got away with 200 grand.
Did you nab any of them?
We got one who was shot by a guard. The brains of the outfit is a hood named Mike the Butcher.
Oh, I read about that bum.
What's in the trailer?
Nitro.
Let's open it up and have a look.
Okay.
What's with your buddy there?
Oh, he had a hard night. He's sleeping it off. Just a minute. I'll get out and open the back for you.
I think I'll stretch my legs, too.
First time I ever seen a dame run in high explosives.
Women are doing everything these days, officer. Why, I understand they're considering lady state troopers.
When it happens, I resign.
Just let me slip these bolts.
Open it.
Right.
Packed solid, huh?
Yeah, that's mostly straw, though, to keep it from bumping. The nitro's in metal containers buried in the hay.
It looks legitimate. You got a license?
Right here.
Okay, Buster. Close it up.
We cleared?
Just keep off of the main highways.
Right.
Take off.
The trooper, who looks like he escaped from the gorilla cage of Ringling Brothers, speeds out in front till he's out of sight. The redhead and I climb back in the cab. Doc is sleeping like he ain't got a care in the world, so I start up the motor and we head for Pennsylvania.
Rocky.
What's up, kid?
I'm hungry.
Yeah. You know, I could stand some of that fodder myself. I'll pull into that roadside place up ahead.
Thanks, Rocky.
Don't mention it. I'll wake up Doc. He could probably use some Java himself.
Okay.
Hey, Doc. Doc, wake up. Hey, Doc, come on. Line up your flu. Doc?
Can't you wake him up?
No.
Well, let me try.
Wait a minute. Take it easy, Red. Nobody's going to wake him up.
What?
He's dead, baby. Stone cold dead.
But just a little while ago. Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand how.
Just take a good look at them finger marks on his throat. You'll understand. Somebody choked this guy to death.
Rocky, you're dreaming. We've been riding this cab with him except for 1 minute when the state trooper stopped us.
That was the minute that did it.
You mean we've been riding with a dead man all this time? Oh, Rocky.
I throw a blanket over Doherty and head for the roadside rest with Linda right behind me. Inside is a small bar and a couple of tables. I'm just going for the phone when a familiar voice stops me.
Well, look who's here. The high explosive kid.
Officer, you're just the guy I want to see.
Let me buy you a cup of coffee. It's freezing out.
Before you do, I think I ought to tell you I got a stiff out in the truck.
A what?
A body, corpse, a duster.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you?
Come on out and have a look.
I will. You better come too, miss. He's dead, all right. And it ain't an accident.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah, let's have a look in his pockets. This is the key to the truck?
That's right.
Oh, I see he carries a rod.
I thought all truck drivers carried them, in case they got trapped in a wreck or something.
Sure, maybe so, Jack. But all truck drivers don't wear phony mustaches, do they? Or is that in case they get an unexpected invitation to a masquerade?
Hey, That is a phony.
When did this job happen?
Well, the only time it could have happened was when the redhead and I got out of the truck to open the back for you.
Okay. What's your name?
Fortune. Rocky Fortune.
Miss?
Linda Crandall.
You two climb in the truck.
With that?
You've been holding hands with him for 2 hours. Another couple of minutes don't matter.
Well, what do we do?
Follow me. We're going to drive over to headquarters and have a little conference about this with the lights on. Let's go. And keep right behind me.
Anything you say, pal.
Rocky.
Uh-huh.
I think we're in trouble.
I think so, too, kid. Also, I think we're going to get out of it.
What do you mean?
I mean, keep an eye out for the first side road you see. That's where we turn off.
But, Rocky, that trooper...
Kiddo, you see that signpost up ahead there?
You mean the one that says Honesdale?
Uh-huh.
What about it?
Honesdale, my love, is in Pennsylvania.
So?
So what's a New Jersey state trooper doing leading us to headquarters in Pennsylvania? And while I'm at it, why is he wearing a Dick Tracy badge under his coat?
What?
I saw it inside the bar.
Wait. You mean he's a fraud?
He's as phony as Santa's beard.
But why?
A good question. Why was Doc here choked to death? And why was he wearing a fake mustache?
But
how come this fake trooper's going up and down the highway looking for Mike the Butcher and 200 grand in cash? You want to play 20 questions?
Not now. Oh, we're coming to a dirt road off the side.
We'll just wait until Dick Tracy passes it on his cycle, and we make like Barney Oldfield. Hang on, honey. How are we doing?
He's coming after us.
Well, keep tabs on him and flash me.
Rocky's got a gun.
Oh, brother, if he puts a bullet in that nitroglycerin...
Well, this bumpy road isn't helping either.
Uh-oh.
He's gaining, Rocky.
Yeah. There's a turn up ahead, though. I'm going to try it. Hang on.
Rocky! Rocky, look out!
Dead end. Unless this thing can climb a steel fence.
Oh. Rocky, here he comes.
Yeah.
Rocky, he'll kill us. But he fell off his motorcycle.
Yeah. Come on, he must have hurt himself.
Rocky? Rocky, is he...
He's dead, baby. Now we got two corpses on our hands.
Oh, he must have had an accident.
He sure did. He drove into a couple of 30 caliber bullets and managed to hit him with his head.
But how? I don't have a gun, you don't have a gun, Doc is dead. Oh, Rocky, this is getting spooky.
Let's see, he was right behind us and the bullets hit him head on.
And Doc was in the cab of the truck when he was killed.
Honey, I just had a brainstorm.
Where are you going?
I'm going to open the back of that truck and have a look inside. You stay right here.
But the truck is filled with straw and nitroglycerin.
So it would seem, but I'm going to have me another look. We'll just unlock this, kid. Open the doors. And slide this partition. And...
How they do? Keep your hands up or I'll give you what this phony trooper just got.
Yeah, sure thing.
Rocky? What is it?
We got guests, baby. Somebody's been living in the back of our living room here all the time.
Get over here, redhead. Stand next to your pal.
Who are you? How'd you get in there?
Never mind that.
He's been in there all the time, Red. The nitro and the straw just covered up back of the half of the truck.
Rocky. He must have killed Doc.
Did kill Doc, honey. He just reached through the grill that connects the cab and the truck compartment and choked him.
You're both too smart for your own good. Just like Doc.
Just think, honey, we've been chauffeurs for none other than Mike the Butcher. Yeah, that's a pretty smart way to get across the country with 200 grand in hot money. Why'd you choke your pal Doherty, Mike?
Doc got a little too clever, fly boy. When Blinky Harry come along on his kitty car, Doherty says to me through the back of the truck, Mike, he says, unless you want me to tell Blinky Harry you're in here, you better split that 200 G's with me, 50-50.
So you choked him?
He was breathing in my face. I can't stand the smell of garlic, so what else could I do? Also, I don't like double crosses.
I suppose you ain't double crossing Blinky Harry and the other boys who helped you pull that stick up. I suppose you're just lambing across the country with the loot so you can protect it for the boys.
Yeah. How'd you guess?
I could tell by the way Blinky and the boys were chasing you on motorcycles, making like state troopers and searching cars. You don't think you're going to get away with this, do you, Mike?
Why not?
If the law doesn't get you, the mob will.
They got to catch me first. And Mike the Butcher don't catch easy.
A guy with two corpses on his hands gets to be a little prominent.
I ain't worried. Business is so good, I'm even thinking of putting on a couple of fresh ones. Come on, Egghead, help me get Blinky and Doc into the back of the truck.
Then what?
Then we go for a drive. A nice, quiet drive.
not much point in arguing with a killer like Mike the Butcher, so we stuffed Blinky Harry and the doc into the back of the truck under the straw, and then me and the redhead and Mike climb into the cab and start what looks like the last lap.
Where are we, Fortune?
Just outside Pittsburgh.
I'm hungry.
I could stand a little chow myself.
Yeah, it's getting dark, too.
Next place you pass with curb service, pull in.
Yeah, we're coming to one now.
Okay, ease her in and wait for the car hop. I'll do all the talking. I mean all the talking.
You're carrying the artillery, pal.
Pull in. All right, blow the horn for service. And not a peep.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. What'll it be?
Three hamburger plates, three coffees, three bags of popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Onion?
No onions.
Yes, sir. Hey, carrying explosives, huh?
That's right, Junior.
Boy, I sure wouldn't want your job. What are you loaded with?
Dynamite.
Wow.
Get the food, Junior.
Yes, sir. How about some ketchup?
Bring the works.
Yes, sir.
Junior brings a chow, and we light into it like three wolves in a pastry shop. While Mike the Butcher's picking his teeth with the barrel of his .45, I see Linda writing a message on a paper plate, using ketchup for ink and a French fried potato for a pen. Junior comes back out with three bags of popcorn just as Linda sails the paper plate toward the door of the eatery.
Here's the popcorn, sir. Did you enjoy the hamburgers?
That's swell. Here, toss this stuff in the garbage.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hey, you know, most people just throw their plates on the ground, which means I have to pick them up.
Oh, it's tough. What do I owe you, kid?
210, sir.
Just a minute.
Wow. Is that whole suitcase full of money?
Just the tray, Junior. Here, keep the change.
Gee, thanks. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, call the police.
I beg your pardon?
Shut up, Red. She's crazy. You've been eating nitroglycerin. Get going, Fortune.
Okay, okay.
You just talked yourself out of a long life, Redhead. I can't afford to take chances.
She didn't mean anything.
Not much. Okay, Fortune. Next dirt road you see, turn off.
Listen, this nitro won't take much more banging around. It's liable to go boom.
So is this .45. Now you do like I say.
I drive up a deserted road, wondering if Junior found a message on the paper plate. And even if he did, how would the cops find us? After a couple of miles of bouncing around, Mike pokes his rod into my right eye and we stop.
That is far enough. Okay, Redhead, you can stop chomping the popcorn now. Here's where you get out.
Me?
You. Keep the motor running, Fortune. Okay, step down.
Aren't you too getting out?
Not yet. Now walk over there toward the edge of the road. Keep your back to us.
What are you going to do, Mike?
Gonna get rid of the redhead. She's too dangerous.
You just can't shoot her in the back.
It's against the game regulations.
No, I know why they call you Mike the Butcher.
That's far enough, baby. Just stand there while Papa pulls his trigger. Hey, Fortune, stop the truck. Stop her, I'll put a bullet in you.
Go ahead, Mike, shoot. If this crate piles up, that TNT will go off like a Roman candle.
You crazy idiot.
Crazy like a granddaddy fox. Give me that gun.
Are you nuts?
We're doing 50 miles an hour, Mike.
You can't bluff me.
You see that stone fence up ahead?
Fortune.
We should be doing 90 when we hit it.
Fortune, stop it.
The gun, Mike.
Fortune!
The gun.
Oh, okay, okay, here it is.
One move and I'll ventilate you.
All right, you win.
Sit over next to the door while I drive back for the redhead.
Yeah, like you say.
There she is.
Rocky? Rocky, all right?
I'm fine. Open the door for her, Mike.
Sure. In fact, I'll be glad to get out.
Red!
Okay, don't move. One move, Fortune. I stick this penknife right in her throat.
Ah, you yellow...
Shut up! I'll toss the gun.
Rocky! Rocky, he's joking me.
The gun?
Take it.
Okay. Now, both of you, into the back of the truck. Come on. Open it up, Fortune.
Yeah.
All right. Get in. You first, Red. Now you, Fortune.
Sure.
In. Okay. I've had enough of you two. So I'm saying so long to you and the other two stiffs.
What are you going to do, Mike?
Me? I'm just going to back off a couple of hundred feet and start throwing lead into this nitroglycerin. Then I'm going to watch you and the redhead and the stiffs go up like a 4th of July celebration.
Well, it ought to be painless anyway.
You won't feel a thing. So long, sucker. Okay, Fortune. Here it comes.
Wait a minute, Butcher.
Yeah?
If you turn around, the cops can get a better shot at you.
Up, Butcher. Not this boy, copper! Ah!
Come on, kid. Let's get out of this fireworks factory.
You two all right?
We're okay. How's the Butcher?
I had to finish him.
How'd you find us?
Yeah, the car hop at the curb restaurant called us when he found the lady's message on the plate. And we followed the popcorn.
Popcorn?
Uh-huh. I managed to drop some out the window all along the road.
Well, cut off my legs and call me Shorty.
All right, where's the rest of the money?
How'd you know about that?
Well, those bills he used to pay the car hop are marked like a theater exit. They're part of the post office loot.
They're in that suitcase next to Mike's body.
All right, let's have a look. Wow. I'll just take these.
I'm afraid you won't, officer. I'll take them.
Huh? Who do you think you are?
Well, if you'll look at my credentials, you'll see that I'm an agent for the United States Postal Department.
What?
We were tipped off that Mike the Butcher had double-crossed the gang, trying to get out of state. I was what you might call a plant.
Holy smokes.
Isn't there a reward for recovering this stuff?
Oh, yes. It goes to Mr. Fortune here.
No kidding. What is it?
This. That's for saving my life.
Yeah. When we go home, baby, you better ride in the back of the truck with the rest of the high explosives.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I don't.
Pow!
NBC has presented Frank Sinatra as that footloose and fancy-free young gentleman, Rocky Fortune. Others in tonight's cast included Frank Gerstle, Lynn Allen, Bill Justine, Howard Culver, Jack Carroll, and Maurice Hart. Tonight's script was written by George Lefferts. Andrew C. Love directed. To tell you about next week's adventure, here's Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Say, did you ever notice how every week I get dragged or thrown into a homicidal picnic where I get pushed around? I'm not complaining, but I've gotten so many bumps lately I have to pay overtime for head readings. And speaking about lumps and stuff, reminds me of another form of homicide, the football racket. That'll be the background for next week's little tete-a-tete. I'll see you around.
It said, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. So do thousands upon thousands of polio victims who receive merciful aid through your cheerful contributions to the March of Dimes. Your extra help is needed now to pay for history's greatest assault against infantile paralysis, the 1954 polio prevention program, through gamma globulin and vast field tests of a polio vaccine. This is the year that the March of Dimes has started its polio prevention program. Your dimes and dollars are going to help pay for more gamma globulin and the mass tests of the trial vaccine. Join the March of Dimes and give extra for victory over polio. You'll be glad you did. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
There it is.
Yeah. Wonder if he's in.
We'll soon find out. Look him over close. You've got to know how he stacks up.
Yeah, I know. Hope he doesn't recognize us.
He won't. Come on.
Morning, boys.
Morning, sir. Are you the marshal here in Dodge?
Yeah, that's right. My name's Dillon. Matt Dillon.
Thompson's our name. I'm Jim. This is my brother, Will.
Yeah, I'm glad to know you. This is my sidekick, Chester Proudfoot.
Pleased to meet you.
Howdy. Howdy. Mr. Dillon, we're after some information.
Huh? What kind of information?
Well, you see, Will and I just brought a trail herd up from the Pecos country.
Mm-hmm.
Around 2,000 head. We're holding them downriver a few miles.
Oh, toward Walnut Creek?
Yeah, I guess that's what they call it. You see, we plan to drive them on up toward Wyoming and put them on grass for a couple of months. We got to thinking we might sell them here if we could get a fair price.
Well, you shouldn't have any trouble. The market's good right now.
So we've heard. And the only thing is, we don't know any buyers here. We were wondering if you might have an idea or two.
I see. Well, I see. I suggest you go talk to Clem Bates. He runs the bank down the west end of Front Street.
Clem Bates, huh?
Yeah, he'll know of any buyers that happen to be in town. Might even buy the herd himself if it's in good condition.
Well, we'll go right down and see him now, Mr. Dillon. And much obliged to you, sir.
Forget it.
Coming, Will?
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Marshal.
Thank you. Same to you. Goodbye.
Well, he seemed like a couple of nice men, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Couple of strange ones, Chester. Wonder what they're here for.
Why, to sell a herd of cattle. You heard what they said.
Chester, when's the last time a trail driver came in here and asked me where to sell his cattle?
Well, I don't recollect that one ever did before, but all the same...
Of course not. They go to the bank or one of the saloons. They don't come to the jail.
Then why do you figure the Thompsons did?
Well, I got an idea they might be sizing me up. I think that's the kind of information they wanted.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe they're planning something they think I might interfere with. What do you say we ride out to Walnut Creek and find out if they really got a herd, huh?
All right, Mr. Dillon, whatever you say.
That older one, Jim. You know, there's something familiar. I can't quite place it. Thompson Brothers, huh? Well... Come on, Chester, let's ride. Oh, boy.
Oh, oh.
Ella.
Oh. Well, they got a herd, all right, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, so they have, Chester. Well, let's drop in on them, huh? Ella.
Smoke's coming up behind those willows. Must be their camp.
Yeah, I guess so.
These cattle are carrying a Circle Bar T brand. I never heard of it.
It's like the Thompson brothers, Chester. I never heard of them either. At least not by that name.
Camp looks deserted, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, I...
Right where you are!
Somebody coming out of the wagon there.
Yeah, he must have been asleep or... Well, well, well.
You fellas better turn them horses around.
Hello, Houston.
Dillon, I didn't recognize you.
Well, now that you have, why don't you put the rifle down?
Well, sure, Marshal. I got no quarrel with you.
You used to figure you did.
Well, I...
How long you been working for the Thompsons, Houston?
Just a couple of months. I ran into them down on the Pecos. Hired out for the drive.
you know him before that?
No. No, I just happened to run into him, and I heard they was looking for riders.
Riders? I never knew you to hire out for anything but gunslinging.
Why don't you let bygones be bygones, Marshal? A man can change.
Maybe.
Now, you take me. I don't hold no grudges. You run me out of town last year, and I was pretty sore about it, but not anymore. I'm willing to forget it.
If you do, you'll be making a mistake, Houston.
Now, look, Marshal.
I told you to get out of Dodge City and stay out. That still goes. You understand me?
All right, Marshal. That's the way you want it. I'm not in Dodge City. Not yet.
They don't seem to be in here, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, we'll wait, Chester. They will be sooner or later.
Well, it was a real dull day up until now.
Well, hiya, Kitty.
Good to see you, Matt.
Chester.
Hmm?
You're on your own.
What?
Stick around, though, huh?
All right, Mr. Dillon. See you later, Miss Kitty.
All right, Chester. You like a drink?
Not now, thanks, Kitty. I was looking for a couple of strangers in town, the Thompson brothers.
Oh, yeah. They were in earlier. Seemed very pleasant, quiet, real polite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
People aren't always what they seem to be, Kitty.
Well, are they mixed up in something, man?
I don't know.
Well, then what do you mean?
I don't think their name is Thompson. And I don't think they came here to sell cattle.
But they brought a herd in.
Yeah, Matt. I know that. But I'm pretty sure I've seen that older brother somewhere before. Somewhere, sometime.
You're suspicious of everybody, aren't you, Matt?
Are you going to start that again?
All right. But you got the wrong attitude, you know. You miss a lot that way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Someday you're going to miss...
Over here at the farm, there they are now.
I came in with Clem Bates. Will you excuse me, Kitty?
Sure, Matt, sure. When you're through, come back. I'll be here.
All right, Kitty, I'll see you. Hiya, Clem.
I just bought myself 2,000 head of the finest cattle that's come north all summer.
Yeah, they are in good shape. I rode out that way this afternoon.
Marshal, we want to thank you again for putting us in touch with Mr. Bates. We're as satisfied with the deal as he is.
How about a drink, Matt?
Thanks, Clem. Later, maybe, huh? Mr. Thompson, do you know that you got one of the crookedest gunslingers in this part of the country working for you?
No, I didn't know it. Who do you mean?
Man who calls himself Houston Jack.
Houston Jack? Is he back in town?
Not back in town, exactly. I ran into him out at the trail camp. I ordered him out of Dodge a year ago, Mr. Thompson. The order still stands.
That's funny. He didn't tell us he'd ever been in Dodge.
Well, I thought maybe he didn't. That's why I figured I'd better let you know about it.
I'm glad you did, Marshal. Of course, with the herd sold, we'll be paying the boys off tomorrow, and that'll be that.
Then back to Texas. The sooner the better. In the meantime, there's nothing to prevent us from having a sociable drink or two. Holly, set him up over here.
Mr. Dillon.
What? Oh. Will you boys excuse me a minute,
sure,
please?
Go right ahead.
Sure, Marshal. What are you going to have,
Will? Yeah, what is it, Sammy?
Could you spare me a dollar, Mr. Dillon? I need a drink off of Ben.
Oh, Sammy, you know what always happens? First it's one drink, and then it's ten. And I always end up by having to run you in.
Oh, not this time, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what's the matter, Sammy?
Them fellas you're with, you know them, Mr. Dillon?
Well, their name's Thompson. They're brothers.
Oh, no. No, that's not their name.
Well, then what is it?
Gotta get out of here, Mr. Dillon.
Wait a minute, Sammy. What the devil are you talking about?
No, nothing, Mr. Dillon. Honest, just remember, it's something I gotta go right now.
Well, how about that drink?
Some other time, Mr. Dillon. Thanks a lot. I'll remember it, though. Goodbye, Mr. Dillon.
Here. What's wrong with Sammy, Matt?
Did he smell a drink somewhere?
Yeah, he must have.
I don't know what you said to him, Marshal, but he sure went out of here looking like he'd seen a ghost.
Well, Sammy's seen a lot of different things at different times. Maybe he did see a ghost.
I can't figure where he got to, Mr. Dillon. I looked in all the places he usually hangs out, but there wasn't any sign of him.
Well, the ways of a drunkard and the ways of a woman, Chester, they're beyond all human knowledge.
Yes, sir, I guess they are, Mr. Dillon.
There's one thing certain, though. As blurry-eyed as he is, Sammy recognized those Thompson brothers. And that's more than I can do.
Oh, maybe there's nothing to recognize. Maybe you just think you've seen them before.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there's no use going back to Texas Trail. That's one saloon Sammy will stay clear of.
I just don't know where to look, Mr. Dillon. I'll swear...
Wait a minute, Chester.
Oh, Thompson's coming out of the saloon.
No, I mean across the street. There's somebody by the corner that... By heaven, that's Sammy.
Yes, and he's got a rifle.
I got you, boys.
Sammy, you fool!
Over there from the corner.
Come on, Chester.
He must have been crazy, Mr. Dillon. He must have been out of his mind.
Yeah, I guess. One side. Let me through here, please. Let me through. Sammy.
Mr. Dillon, I could use that drink now. Thought I'd get the reward.
Sammy?
Is he dead?
Yeah.
We sure hated to do it, Marshal. We had nothing against this man. Didn't even know him, in fact. But I guess you saw what happened.
Yeah, I saw it. He threw a rifle on you, tried to kill you. You couldn't do anything else.
I can't figure it, Marshal. My brother and me didn't have no quarrel with this fella.
Well... Sammy drank a lot. He wasn't always in his right mind. But you won't be held. It was out-and-out self-defense.
Thanks, Marshal. Thanks a lot. Come on, Will. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad, Mr. Dillon. Sammy never meant no harm to anybody.
He did to the Thompsons, Chester.
I can't figure it. Why did he do it?
Because he recognized them, I guess.
Say, did you see them draw after he fired?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them.
They're fast, Mr. Dillon.
What? Oh, Kitty.
I heard him down the street calling for Doc. He was hurt.
Sammy got himself killed.
Oh. Poor little guy.
Yeah.
Matt, you got trouble, too.
What do you mean?
Houston Jack's in town.
What?
He's over at the saloon now, looking for you. Matt, he says he's gonna kill you.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment, but first... Adventure on your mind? Then keep tuned. The Gene Autry Show is straight ahead on most of these same CBS radio stations, bringing you the Melody Ranch Gang and Gene Autry songs. Tarzan's straight ahead, too, tonight involved with some fanatic headhunters in darkest Africa. There's another true police case on gangbusters this evening, and Broadway Is My Beat offers mystery fiction that's packed with excitement. They're all ahead tonight. On CBS Radio. Now, the second act of Gunsmoke.
I just can't figure it, Mr. Dillon. I never thought Houston would have the nerve.
Well, it's like a lot of things tonight, Chester. None of it figure.
Mr. Dillon, you don't suppose he's going to set you up for the Thompsons?
No. No, they got their horses and left. They're not in here. Well, we'll soon find out. Come on. Watch the boys at the tables, Chester, and keep them off my back, huh?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Maybe I wanted to leave town just at that time. I'll tell you one thing for sure. It wasn't that tinhorn marshal that made me do it. You notice he's staying plenty clear of me.
Hello, Houston.
Dillon, you got nothing on me.
I told you to get out of town, didn't I?
I know, but you still got...
I told you to stay out, didn't I?
Yeah, but you had no right. What do you think you are?
Why'd you come back?
That's my business.
Mine too, maybe. You're under arrest.
Stay back, Dillon. I'm warning you.
You can't keep backing off forever, Houston. You'll have to stop sometime. I said you're under arrest.
I heard what you said. I got ears, Dillon, and I know how to...
He's bolting out the door, Mr. Dillon. He's getting away.
Be careful, Matt. He could be waiting outside.
Well, you drew, Mr. Dillon. Why didn't you shoot?
Because you didn't draw.
You can't... There he goes.
Well, come on, Chester.
He can't be far ahead of us, Mr. Dillon.
He's heading for the ranch camp.
I still can't figure it, Mr. Dillon. It just don't add up.
Chester, sir, help me if you say that once more. I'm...
What's the matter, Mr. Dillon?
Pull up. Bubba.
Pull.
Now.
What are we stopping for, Mr. Dillon? He's getting farther away every minute.
Chester, I owe you an apology. You're right. It don't add up.
Well, it's just a way of talking I have. I didn't intend...
No, I mean it, Chester. Everything Houston Jack did tonight, it doesn't add up at all. He knew I'd jump him if he came into town. He's tough, but he's not that tough. He's not the kind of a man to force a gunfight just for a chance to show off.
Yeah, but there wasn't any gunfight, Mr. Dillon.
No. He turned tail and ran. That's not like Houston, either. You'll be a laughing stock from here to the Pecos.
Well, it's like I said, it just don't add... I forget what I was going
to
say.
Chester, suppose the Thompsons wanted to get us out of town for a while, huh?
You mean they put Houston up to that dido so as we'd chase off after him?
Well, there's only one way I know to find out. Come on.
Dodge is kind of spooky this time of night, Mr. Dillon. Pretty, though. All shadows and moonlight.
Yeah. Man could do a fair job of shooting tonight.
My. Sometimes I think Kitty is right about you, Mr. Dillon.
Meaning?
No heart.
Maybe not, Chester.
No offense, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, forget it. You know, Chester, there's something about moonlight connected with those Thompson brothers. I wish I could remember what... Chester?
Hmm?
Don't look. Just ride straight ahead. Keep riding. There are four horses tied over there by the bank.
Uh-huh. So that's it.
One of them's been run. He's wet. I can see it in the moonlight. Houston must have circled back.
Him and the Thompsons. Yes, but what about that fourth horse, Mr. Dillon?
It's probably Clem Bates. They'd have to have him. The vault's locked at night. All right, around the corner now. Mm. They may be watching from the front windows.
The Thompson brothers. I wouldn't never have figured them for a bank holdup.
Yeah, well. All right, we'll leave the horses here. Slip back to the side entrance.
Yeah. Ho, ho.
What about that moonlight now, Chester?
Well, I guess it's bright enough a man could do a fair job of shooting tonight. No sign of life, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. They're in there, though. Side door's open.
Maybe one of us ought to climb.
I came from the door. Come on, Chester. All right, get flat against the wall. They'll have to show themselves to fire at us.
See, Mr. Dillon, I think they shut that door.
Yeah. All right, let's move in easy.
Yes, sir. It's shut, all right.
I'm going to try the door. If it opens, flip a couple of shots in.
Yes, sir.
It's bolted. All right, cover me, Chester. Here goes.
I think I hear him running inside.
Yeah, one more.
They crashed out through the front window, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, come on. Oh, there's Clem on the floor. They must have laid him out. Easy, Chester. They may be waiting outside for us.
There they go. They're making a run for it.
Yeah, come on. Let's get out through this window.
Mr. Dillon? Mr. Dillon!
It's all right, Chester. Nicked a rib, I think. I'm all right, though.
I thought for a minute there that they'd...
Yeah, I know. Looks like one of them stayed behind. That shot came from the corner of the livery stable over there. Maybe I can...
What's the matter, Dillon? You're supposed to be good.
It's Houston, all right.
He's back at that old stone well.
Yeah. Stay here and keep him pinned down, Chester. I'm going up on the roof through the trap door back here.
All right, Mr. Dillon. Watch yourself.
Yeah. Throw a shot or two at him. Keep him busy, huh?
Yes.
You gotta do better than that, Dillon.
I will, Houston. Don't worry about that. Now, if I can just get this open without... There. Now...
Not getting Lily, are you, Dillon?
South corner there. Put me right over him. And then I... Wait a minute. Moonlight night and a bank. So that's who they are.
Houston! Dillon! Where are you?
Up here. You're under arrest. Drop your gun.
I'll drop it.
Last chance, Houston.
Your last chance.
All right, then. So long, gunslinger.
That did it, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Moonlight's real bright up here, Chester. All right, Chester, I'm coming down.
Chester,
no.
Mr. Bates is coming, too, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, he's not bad off. They must have slapped him with a gun barrel on the way out. Clem. Clem, can you hear me?
Matt. Oh, Matt, thank you.
Chester, get that chair over there.
Yes.
Here you are.
All right, give me a hand with it.
Easy, fellas. Come on, Mr. Bates.
There you are. Yes. Now, what happened, Clem? Are they trying to make you open the vault?
That's right. It was those Thompson brothers, man.
Yeah, I know.
They fooled me plenty. Thought they were fine fellas. I've been drinking with them all evening.
Well, you never know, Clem. They get away with anything?
No. I was about to give in and open the vault when you rode by. That got him kind of upset.
Well, there's no harm done, then. Houston Jack was long overdue for killing.
We gonna go after the Thompsons, Mr. Dillon?
Where, Chester? They could have gone in any one of a dozen directions. There'd be no chance of trying to track them till morning. Somehow, I don't think we'll get them even then.
I think I ought to get something done about this head of mine, Matt. It's giving me fits.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Clem. I gotta tell the doc about Houston. Chester, I guess you better go over to the depot and wake up Mr. Hightower. Have him put a wanted bulletin on the wire.
For the Thompson brothers, huh?
No, Chester. I've recognized them finally. Their name isn't Thompson.
Well, what name do I put in the bulletin, Mr. Dillon?
Just say, wanted for attempted bank robbery in Dodge City, Frank and Jesse James.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell and Vic Perrin, with Paul Dubov, Joe Duvall, and Lou Krugman. Parley Bear is Chester, Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Sundays in the daytime, CBS Radio brings you a unique series of political debates, a program called Pick the Winner, on which the major parties select their highest authorities to discuss important election issues. Tomorrow on most of these same CBS Radio stations, hear another major election issue debated. Hear Pick the Winner. And don't forget, to make the full use of what these programs tell you, register so you may vote this fall. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Remember, every Sunday we extend a cordial invitation to great music on the CBS Radio Network.
That's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from Rocky Fortune, Gunsmoke, past episodes of this podcast, and all the other shows at relicradio.com. There's also a link there to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button. If you enjoy this and all the shows, would like to help keep it all going, click on that donate button. Thank you, as always, to those who have, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another hour of the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.